Hey everyone, today is a super special day for me. I am getting ready to hit publish on my book, Educator to Entrepreneur, Ignite Your Path to Freelance Success. This has been a long journey from conception until I actually hit the publish button. And you'll notice in this episode, as I'm talking to Dr. Kevin Daniel, that I reference writing my manuscript. That's because I actually recorded our session, our interview, before I was finished with my manuscript. But I finished it shortly after that, and today is the day, 4/24/24. And I am so excited. That's why you're going to get two bonus episodes this week, both with Dr. Daniel. The first half today, the second half tomorrow. It was a great conversation and it fits perfectly with my book publishing and launch. So I'm going to go ahead and give you two episodes with him as bonus for your listening and for you being there and supporting me. And you are such a great audience and I am so happy to have you. In part one of my conversation with Dr. Daniel, we talk about his journey from childhood, which was marked by some poverty, to becoming an educator. We emphasize the transformative power of mentorship and support in your journey, and we reflect on our shared upbringing as farm kids, and then we underscore the importance of discipline and perseverance in achieving success, while we highlight the significance of coaching and mentorship in overcoming your challenges. It was a great conversation with him. That's why I'm breaking it into two different episodes. So let's get to it. I don't want you to wait any longer to hear his wonderful message. Hi, friend. Are you ready to move into a leadership position? Do you have interests and ambitions that you want to pursue, but feel like you don't know how to take that next step? Maybe you want to start your own coaching or consulting agency. I'm Mel, and I help educators define their career path through correct mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for your career transition. I will show you how to level up your leadership skills, share your expertise in a new way, create impact on a larger scale, and put your leadership in motion. As an educator for over 20 years, I started to feel underused and like I had more to give. I knew when the time had come for me to leave the classroom and affect change on a larger level. Now, I'm ready to help you determine where your talents and skills mesh with your passions and interests, put your leadership in motion, and move into that next phase of your educational career journey. Let me help you define your career path by having the right mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for that next leadership position. So power up and put your leadership in motion. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Dr. Mel Vandevort, and today I have Dr. Kevin Daniel with us, and he is coming from Lee's Summit, Missouri, and he's here in my own home state, not too far, I guess, down the road. It's a little bit of a trek, but not too bad. And I'm going to let him introduce himself, and we're going to start talking about all of the wonderful things he's doing here lately. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Dr. Mel, thank you so much. It's a real privilege and a blessing to be with you today. So, yeah, I'm Kevin Daniel, president, founder, senior consultant with Fired Up Consulting Group. Started Fired Up in 2014 after years of really consulting on my own. I live in Lee's Summit, Missouri. I am a retired educator after 31 years.
Wow, that's commendable. Very commendable.
Yeah, no, I love it. It's been a great journey. I've been blessed to have an amazing career. I've met so many great educators. So many great kids and families. And I love doing, I love school. I cannot ever quit school.
I know. I hear you. I tried to move out of education and I couldn't. I was going to do something completely different. And God's like, what? What are you doing? You're an educator. I made you to be an educator.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's kind of my DNA. I've been in school since 1971 and haven't quit. So anyway, a little bit about my journey of life. I grew up on a farm in Northwest Missouri. I grew up in poverty and did not have indoor plumbing in my boyhood home until I was 9 years old. So that background of poverty really shaped, you know, who I was. Those moments defined me as a person, and they were defining moments, but they didn't define me forever, right? It wasn't where I grew up. It wasn't how I grew up. It didn't label me for life. So I was just surrounded by great teachers, great coaches, great mentors, a great network of family that really helped me overcome the odds of poverty. And I wanted to be an educator. And now here I am, you know, 35 years into the world of education. And now I do consulting full time. And I just love it. I just absolutely love it.
Yeah, I hear you on. I don't think I necessarily grew up in poverty, what we consider poverty, but we didn't exactly have extra money to throw around and that kind of stuff. And I am one of the few on either side of my family who have a college degree of any kind, definitely one of the few that has a master's and probably one of the only ones who went on to get a doctorate degree and really push into further advancement of my own education. But I am the same as you. I am a lifelong learner and I just can't get out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Very similar story to me. I was the first member of my family to go to college. My older brother, my older sister, they've been very successful. They took different paths, which, by the way, that's an important thing as we work with kiddos and families and schools. There are lots of pathways to success. And one of the things that I always talk about with groups that I get in front of, because I still do a fair amount of motivational speaking and speaking to large groups about kids, but there are lots of pathways to success. You do not have to necessarily go to a four-year institution.
Exactly.
You do not necessarily do X, Y, and Z. There is no longer a one-size-fits-all model for kids, adults to be successful. And the three things that I say that you must have to be successful at whatever you want to do is you've got to form really good habits. And to form really good habits, you've got to have really good discipline. And to have really good discipline, you better have a work ethic. So if you have one, habits that you form, if you have two, discipline that's based upon forming good habits, and if you have work ethic, you can climb whatever your success ladder is and be very, very successful at that. And honestly, Dr. Mel, when I'm coaching people, which I do a lot of coaching of leaders and adults now, I start with that basic thing. Forming good habits. You have the discipline to form good habits. And then, you know, something that I learned growing up on a farm is something that has stayed with me forever. It's the DNA of having work ethic.
Yes.
You know, you can grow into having a work ethic. But as a kiddo growing up on a farm, man, that was drilled in my brain. You get up early. You work hard. You're probably going to work late being a farm boy. You know, there were just seasons of life where we were working. It probably wasn't 24/7, but it was 16 to 18 hours.
Yeah.
On the farm. And it, so again, you know, it just, it's a great journey. Life is good. Life is good.
Yes. Yes, it is. And just so you know, I grew up on a farm as well, and it was a cattle farm. And so I know how to work a cow. I know how to give them shots. I know all the things, you know, we have tractors and all the things down there. And I completely agree with you that the trek into, your profession does not have to be a four-year college. I am not knocking anybody who wants to go to four-year college because it's very important. But none of my three children went to typical four-year college. I had one that went into the military, then onto vocational after the military, and the other two went straight into vocational, and they started their work. They started working immediately. You know, my youngest son just graduated high school this past May, and he's been working with his certifications for a few months now, and he's doing great. He's doing great.
Well, to your point, Dr. Mel, that's right. The pathway to success is whatever pathway you want to take. And again, habits, discipline, work ethic. If you have those three things, and I guess the other thing that I would add, and I'm starting to get into this work too, effective communication, relationships, and understanding how to work within the confines of a team. You know, these are no longer the soft skills. If you can work as a member of a team, if you can be relational, if you can be a good listener and a really good effective communicator, give me that person on my team, on our team any day, over the person with a 165 IQ that may not be able to communicate effectively.
Exactly.
That may not be a good member of a team. You got to be a good member of a team.
Yeah, absolutely. I was one of those people when I first started in my career. I've always been that person who kind of had the mindset of, I don't need your help. I can do it on my own. I'll figure it out kind of thing. So that is a skill that you can learn because I have completely flipped my mindset. I am all about collaboration now. I realize that you can benefit so much from other people's perspectives and their unique abilities and talents and their expertise areas. And it really takes everybody to be successful in anything. You have to have collaboration. You have to have other people to support you, to be there, to support you when you're down and you don't feel like moving on and you feel like giving up. And you need those people in your life for sure in every aspect, not just your professional life, but as a career coach, a career transition coach, not just for educators, but for midlife women. I'm also telling them all the time, you need people in every aspect of your life. You don't need just one coach or mentor. You need a plethora of them to help get you through everything.
Well, yeah, Dr. Mel, totally agree with that. Very well said. And I think a point that you just triggered for me as a thought in a very positive way. Obviously, you've read the work of Brené Brown, Dare to Lead. I've watched a lot of YouTubes over the years, and her YouTubes are some of my favorite. And she speaks to the topic of vulnerability.
Yes.
I think, me growing up on a farm, I was raised, you're independent. You're strong. You don't need anybody else, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it took some doing to undo and unlock and me to lean into, I am going to be vulnerable. I need your help. I don't know it all. I cannot do it all, which is why I have become so passionate about coaching. I really believe that everybody needs a coach. Everyone needs a champion.
And yes.
Some of us, Mel, need a coach or a champion in how to manage and navigate finances. Some of us need a coach to help us navigate leading a team of 120 people.
Yes.
Some of us need a coach, a champion, to help us navigate being a single parent of three kids.
Yes.
Again, back to the big idea. I just have become so passionate that we need a professional coach, a life coach, a champion that will help us navigate our professional and personal world. It's just a big, big deal.
Yes. Yes, it is. Definitely. And I have my own business coach right now, and I'm in the middle of writing a book, or actually I'm I hope I'm past the middle of writing my book. I hope I'm more toward the end of writing it and getting ready to get it published. And
yes,
I couldn't have done it without having a business coach. And my business coach, she started as my business coach, but then she also became my book coach. And she's really helped me navigate all of the things that I didn't know, because there is so much that I didn't know. And I would have never been able to figure it out on my own. I'm that person who will try. Yeah. I will Google everything and I'll try to figure things out, but it's a whole lot easier if you have someone helping you.
Well, yeah, well said, Dr. Mel. And I commend you, and I commend anybody that will reach out to get support.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, life is done in circles, not mm-hmm. yourself. Life is done via connections and relationships. And, you know, speaking of that, I am also in, I would say, in the middle of writing a book. I'm writing a book that it will be titled Scaling Your Everest. And it's really about wow. my life journey of coming out of poverty. Mm-hmm. It's really about, you know, similar to you, doing hard things.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is this, people can do hard things. You're doing hard things. You're getting to mm-hmm. the point of writing this book. Kudos to you, Dr. Mel. I think that's fantastic. And I think the big idea is most of us have a book in us. Mm-hmm. We just have to decide, and again, have the habits, the discipline, and the work ethic to get it to the finish line.
Yes.
With all the business sense and all the nuances that are out there. But, you know, when you think about scaling your Everest, I've spent a fair amount of time studying people who have scaled Mount Everest. And I will tell you, that is an amazing thing. Who in the world would want to climb Mount Everest? It's 29,035 feet tall. It's the tallest, it's the highest elevation on the planet. And not only do you have to get to the top of it, you have to get back down.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so, you know, I've just become enamored with scaling your Everest on a personal and professional level,
mm-hmm.
Because we've all got Everests that we're facing.
Mm-hmm.
My Mount Everest may be, I want to lose 30 pounds. Your Mount Everest may be, you want to get this book to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may want to do X, Y, and Z. The bottom line is everyone is scaling their Mount Everest. So not only do you got to get to the top, you got to get back down to the ground safely. Again, it's part of things that I talk about. It's part of my journey of life, scaling my Everest, getting out of poverty,
mm-hmm.
you know, being blessed with great people in my life, which again, I cannot emphasize this enough, Dr. Mel, and I know you believe in this too. You got to have champions in your life that believe in you and see what you can be and what you can do, maybe not where you're at right now, but mm-hmm. what you can do.
And your potential.
You can be. Yeah, right.
Help you unlock your potential. I call it putting your potential in motion. I relate it to kinetic and potential energy and putting that potential energy in motion, because if it's not, it's just sitting there untapped. And so you have to get it going, and then you have to find help to keep it going, to stay motivated and keep moving forward. So you've talked about scaling your Everest and all of the great things about your potential and all of that. So let's relate that to teachers who are ready to move into a leadership position. Let's talk about how that relates to everything about them and their desire to move into a leadership position and the whole process.
Yeah, well, part of that goes to my mindset about leadership. And at a base level, I have a different view of leadership, maybe not different, but this is my interpretation of leadership. Leadership is about influence, and you can lead from any place that you're at. You may be leading as a single parent raising three children. They are leading their home.
Mm-hmm.
You may be leading as an electrician, a team of two or three of your team members. You may be leading. So now let's transfer that to being a teacher. I think oftentimes teachers feel that they're not leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers are absolutely leaders. Every day that ends in the letter Y. Every
yes.
day, teachers are leaders. So my thing is this. Leadership is not a position. It is not a position on the organizational chart. You do not have to be a principal, a director, assistant superintendent to be a leader. You're mm-hmm. already a leader. Leadership is about having a disposition of serving and influencing others.
Yes.
If you're serving and influencing others, you're leading.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to expand your influence of leadership
mm-hmm.
and become, you know, an assistant principal or principal, whatever, over time, hey, guys, that's great. I was a high school principal. I was an assistant associate superintendent. I did all that over the years. Guys, I was a leader when I was a teacher, though. I was a leader when I was a coach years ago. So as you think about, untapping and tapping into your leadership, this is so important that you realize you are a leader.
Mm-hmm.
You're currently a leader. You just have to decide how much you want to expand your influence. So if you are near the end of your career, don't stop contributing. Don't just quit teaching. You have more left in the tank. I've known several people that get to the end of their career, and what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Please, please do some consulting. Please go into another lane of your leadership and your influence and help people out. Help young educators out. We need leaders that are currently teachers that want to invest in young educators. Dr. Mel, am I answering your question? Because I want to stay on point here.
You are. But I also had another thought, and I'm going to leave you hanging with that today, just so you'll come back tomorrow and find out what I was thinking. Thank you for joining me today. And I will see you back here tomorrow, same place, maybe an earlier time, for the second part of my conversation with Dr. Kevin Daniel. See you then.